The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Season on the brink, MVP locked up, catch of the year, if not of our lives, and the great sewage metaphor of all time. Welcome to Overreaction Monday. Let's go around the horn.
That's what we do. I'm overreacting to my tan.
You people better give some love to Jameis Winston. You pile on him when he's bad. Yesterday, he was very good. But we start with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, because in all the years to come out with a dud, the offseason saga, the farewell tour, no team that was a game from the Super Bowl the year before has ever come out with an L like that in week one. 38-3. Frank Isola, around the horn to you. What was this from Rodgers? What was this from the Green Bay Packers?
You know, Aaron Rodgers called it one bad game. And for a guy of his stature who's accomplished everything he has, he can get a mulligan in theory. But this is the first game after spending an entire offseason telling us you didn't want to be in Green Bay. And guess what? You kind of played like a guy that wasn't engaged. How about the jump pass that he threw for an interception? That's something a rookie does, not Aaron Rodgers. So, yes, you're not going to completely panic after one game, but considering he didn't want to be there all offseason, he kind of played like that yesterday.
Kevin Blackstone.
Yeah, it almost looked like that was planned, right? Just to rub his thumb in the eyes of the fans.
You don't really mean that, Kevin.
No, I don't really believe that. I'm just saying it looked like that. I'm going to take it as a one-off. But as bad as Aaron Rodgers played, let me just say that the defense may have been even worse. And it was overlooked the other day that the Green Bay Packers hired for their defensive coordinator, Joe Barry, who in two stops in Detroit had the worst defense in the league, and in a couple of years here in Washington had one of the worst defenses in the league. I don't know how that guy got a job, and I don't know what kind of defense that was he put together. But combined with their offensive struggles yesterday, it made for a putrid Green Bay Packers start.
Emily Kaplan, what did you see from Rodgers? What did you see from the Packers?
What I saw from Rodgers was that he looked like a guy who wore a fedora all offseason and played Taylor Swift songs on his ukulele. If he had thrown every single pass into the ground, he would have had a better QBR than he had in this game. He talked a whole offseason about wanting more say and wanting more respect. Well, he didn't deserve it with the way that he played in this game. Meanwhile, Jameis Winston humbled himself to get to this point as a starter. He had to adapt. He had 148 passing yards, 55 of them on one play, zero interceptions, and I think the juxtaposition between those two guys, the way they showed how they felt about their current situation, was just so stark.
Jim Caldishaw.
Even if he was playing last great American dynasty and he thinks he's part of that in Green Bay, here's the problem. Next Gen Stats, thank you for this. On plays where he had 2.5 seconds to throw, 4 for 15, 2 interceptions.
Wow.
Worst of his career since that stat has been kept. When you spend your offseason doing what he did, you are open to criticism when you play like that.
That's right.
Frank, do you believe in the Jameis Winston makeover now after seeing it in the flesh? 5 touchdowns and 148 yards. It's an incomprehensible line. It doesn't really compute.
Yeah, I think it's a credit to him to put the work in. Also, Sean Payton and that coaching staff, that organization, where Jameis Winston basically went back to school last year. And they were thinking, you know what, we have a ready-made guy that if we could fine-tune some things, he's only 27 years old. You know that yesterday he had 2 touchdown drives, back-to-back touchdown drives of 15 plays. That hasn't happened for years in the NFL. So, and here's the key stat. You mentioned it, Tony. The 5 touchdown passes, 0 interceptions. That has always been his Achilles heel. He played smart, mistake-free football. Give him a lot of credit, but give the Saints credit.
JB, I'm going to give you credit. You've been bullish on Jameis Winston all along, the LASIK surgery and everything. What specifically did you see yesterday?
Well, I think he adds another dimension to a New Orleans Saints offense without Drew Brees. I mean, I'm not going to compare him to Drew Brees. I'm not going to say this is the greatest show on turf, but I will say this. Drew Brees hits you underneath, right? But Jameis is a big he's a big game hunter, deep ball thrower. And now all of a sudden you've got that combined with Alvin Kamara coming out of the background, out of the backfield. And what do you do as a defense? How do you guard it now? If you bunch it up, he's going over your head. If you back up, Alvin Kamara is going to run crazy underneath.
And this is an offense without their number one receiver, Michael Thomas, who's hurt. We'll move on. KC Cleveland. You people go crazy when Mahomes completes a 5-yard screen pass. So what are you going to say when he does this? And he wills his way to the comeback win. For Cleveland to come out like they did, those first 29 points came easy. Then that was it. They had the mishap with the punt and this really tough Baker Mayfield pick. Emily Kaplan, around the horn to you. Did KC win it or Cleveland blow it?
Cleveland blew this. They scored in their first three possessions. They had a 9-point lead going into half in the fourth quarter. Yeah. And then it was mental mistakes that cost them. Ronnie Harrison lost his cool and already thin secondary got even thinner. That's catnip to Patrick Mahomes in the second half. And then when you got to that critical moment, Baker Mayfield tried to do too much, tried to make the big play instead of just throwing it away. And so we now have to talk about that instead of the fact that he actually had a really good day and was really accurate. And now I'm obligated to tell you that this is a team that hasn't won a season opener since 2004 instead of what Cleveland fans want to hear, which is that this is a team that has championship medal because they didn't show it.
It didn't seem like you felt like it was an obligation. You kind of enjoyed saying that. You said Ronnie Harrison lost his cool. I mean, there was also a push from an assistant coach on the sideline too, Emily Kaplan. You want to make a ruling on that?
No, you just can't lose your cool either way. Players have to be better. They're in equipment.
Breaking up a fight.
Tim, can you start there?
I did not think he deserved to be kicked out. I thought he deserved a penalty, but the coach shoves him before he does anything. People said he's stepping on a player, but it's really just a big collection of arms and legs, and it wasn't an Albert Haynesworth move he was making. Having said all that, the Chiefs won the game because that's what Mahomes and the Chiefs do. Even though the Browns helped them at the end, just look at the 75-yard throw to Tyreek Hill. He can make those plays. He can hit Kelce when he needs to. They were going to come back and win. The Browns just made it a little easier.
Frank, we saw this matchup in the postseason last year. We saw it again yesterday. And both games, Cleveland could win but didn't. Do you take anything from that?
Well, you know this, Tony. We've seen this movie plenty of times before. Patrick Mahomes is 9-2 in his last 11 games where his team is trailing by double digits. You know, we talk about all these quarterbacks in the NFL. This guy's just at a different level right now. And I get it. Cleveland, they're now 121-1 since going back to Cleveland in season openers. So they don't beat anybody. But this is one of the toughest places to play against the best quarterback in the league. They had their chance. Their problem was the first punt of their season ended up being a run for lost yardage. That was a killer as well.
Kevin Blackstone.
Well, to quote the late, great Denny Green, they are who they thought they who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook. That's exactly what the Browns did. Look, they gave up two 12-point leads. They came out in the second half and gave up a drive right down the field. Then you had a Nick Chubb fumble. Then you had Chris Jones get to Mayfield and give him a sack. And next thing you know, Mahomes is being Mahomes and doing what he does in September, which is never, ever lose. So they had their opportunity. I still think they're a good team, and they'll bounce back from this.
Matthew Stafford and the Rams. The hype was so high on this team, and the second pass was so high and deep for the score, and he did it again and again. Yeah, I mean, the long ball working for L.A. This was the best passer rating in the entire career of Matthew Stafford. He never went 156 with his time with the Lions. Tim Kalishaw, around the horn to you. Did McVay and Stafford just put the whole league on notice that they're for real?
Well, I feel like maybe they did, and as somebody who wrote that this was one of the great inconsequential trades of
all
time.
Thank you for reminding us.
They may have shown me a thing or two. I didn't see a big difference. And in week one, there's a difference, okay? Goff's in Detroit. He's going to have some bad moments. He had a lot of yards. He also had a pick six. But Stafford threw, averaged over 12 yards per attempt, and that's the whole key. McVay wants him to throw it downfield. He's willing to throw it downfield. And he got it to his guys. He played really well.
Isola, what did you see from the Rams and Stafford?
Let's all remember that the guy that he's replacing did make it to a Super Bowl, but I do think Matthew Stafford is a better quarterback. And here's the key, that defense. He never had a defense like that when he was with Detroit. So Matthew Stafford back there slinging the ball around. He's got a terrific head coach. He's in the perfect situation. He's almost like the NBA player that wanted out to go to a better team. He kind of has it right here.
Emily, you want in? Let's go.
Yeah, I do want it. And it's not that he wanted out initially. Like, he was hesitant at first. And what I think is fascinating is he wore that smiley face sweater in the post-game press conference that he wore in the ESPN cover shoot. And what I was told, he was hesitant to wear that at first. He needed some convincing. And now he loves it. He's worn it in public twice. And that's kind of like his life right now. He didn't know if he wanted to leave Detroit. But now that he did, he loves it. It's amazing there. He has all those yards per attempt. He has all those great players, not just on offense and on defense. That said, it's not going to always be this easy for him. I mean, Cooper Kupp had 11.3 yards of separation on that long touchdown, most in 3 years. The Bears' secondary sucked, and he feasted on it. In his division, it's going to be a lot harder.
You say it like that.
Somebody supposed to get him the ball.
I mean Kevin, the Bears play defense. They didn't last night. To see Stafford roll out a 156 passer rating, which he'd never done in his career, what did it mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, that was his best game ever, according to the statistics, right? And so that's just what Rams fans needed to see, and that's what the Rams organization wanted to see, and that's what the other players wanted to see, because this is why you got this guy. Goff never performed to that level, and so you hope that he can get close to that level every single weekend, and with all those weapons he has to throw down field to. I mean, I forgot DeSean Jackson was there, for goodness sakes. So he's got a ton of weapons, a defense. He doesn't have to play on his heels. He can just let it fly, and that's got to be a great comfort to anybody who's playing quarterback in that game.
Got to win, though, if you're playing the NFC West. I mean, that could have four playoff teams. Every team in the NFC West won yesterday. They're all 1-0. So did the Eagles. So did the Texans. So did the Bengals. They're leading their divisions. And you guys made fun of Ja'Marr Chase. So let me give you a mute here because he's laughing at you now after he made all those catches. And the last thing I want to say is buy yourselves next. Why do you people give the Steelers no credit? Let's talk about that in 2 minutes.
You're overreacting to Chase. One game.
I didn't.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Overreaction Monday rolls on, but there's no reaction that could be over for what Chandler Jones did on the field yesterday. A lot of records may fall this season because of the 17-game season, but Chandler Jones, at his pace right now, would break the all-time single-season sack record by halftime of week 5. He just paved over Tennessee. 5 sacks. Kyler Murray had 4 passing scores, 1 rushing score. His best play was neither. It was that soul crusher where he buys time. And this DeAndre Hopkins catch was ballet. Tim Kalish, are you buying the Cardinals as the most impressive team you saw Sunday?
I'm buying my Cardinals as the most impressive underdog. Tennessee is a team everybody thinks will win the South. They're going away. They weren't even in the game. They took Derrick Henry out of the game. You explained what Chandler Jones did. And this is the year people figure out Murray's not some cute story. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. They have weapons for him now. They're going to win the West.
Emily Kaplan. Whoa, hold on a second. Win the West over what we just said about the Rams, over what we know the 49ers and, they're going, and Seattle's capable of? Okay.
They're going to win the West. They're going to win the West.
Okay.
He's in the Bill Plaschke seat.
There we go. Week one overreaction. I love Kaplan. How about you?
All right, I'll react to this. Kyler Murray is going to win MVP. I think it is ridiculous. He has more completions than any other quarterback in NFL history in his first 2 years. Adds a weapon like DeAndre Hopkins, and then 10 other quarterbacks have better MVP odds than him. That's going to change. He was running at 1.5 speed around there.
Kevin Blackstone, what did you see from the Cardinals?
Well, I wasn't surprised by their offense. I mean, we know that they can score points, and they're more capable of doing that this year. But I was surprised by their defense, bottled up the biggest train in all the NFL. Not only that, Derrick Henry had 3 cracks at the goal line on one series and could not get in. Tannehill was sacked 3 times, twice all last season, this time in the first quarter.
Yeah, no. Chandler Jones had 5 for the game. Isola, how about you?
Yeah, Emily keeps forgetting that Patrick Mahomes is in this NFL, by the way. That's going to be your MVP. Meanwhile, Chandler Jones, Tony, in 50 snaps, 4 quarterback pressures, 5 sacks. So 1 out of every 5 snaps, he was in Ryan Tannehill's mug, and he has 102 now for his career. Guy's a beast. Absolute beast.
He went down last year, and the Cardinals' playoff chances went away, and now you see what they can do with him full and healthy. We'll move on. I know you didn't like what the Packers put out yesterday, the exhumed corpse that was Green Bay, but another team that was 1 game from the Super Bowl last night starts with an L, the Bills. They went backwards. And I mean that figuratively, but also on that 4th down play, they went backwards. Pittsburgh defense right here was eating as they always are. Emily, was this more about Buffalo or Pittsburgh?
Yins know the Steelers get no respect. This is all about the Bills and their weak offensive line. Josh Allen looked so uncomfortable out there. He was running backwards, sacked 3 times, hit 8 times. You're not going to win a lot of games when you're continually put in bad situations like that.
Gibby.
Is this really all about the prognosticators? I mean, we just talked about Josh Allen being an MVP favorite. We're always doubting Mike Tomlin and the Steelers. Didn't think T.J. Watt would be out there. He's out there. He's dominant. Their defense is dominant. Their special teams play great, and the Steelers win again.
Frank Isola.
Yeah, Pittsburgh won it because of their defense and their special teams. But what about Buffalo? I mean, they had 10 points in the first half. They only put up 6 in the second half. And we're thinking Buffalo could be a Super Bowl contender. They did not.
Where did it go wrong, Frank?
Well, I think Watt did a great job pressuring Josh Allen, who was, seemed to be running for his life most of the game. They couldn't run the ball. They have some big problems right now.
Kalishaw.
Here's where I think it went wrong. Buffalo had a 10-0 lead in the first quarter, never trailed till the fourth, and I think they just felt comfortable, even though they weren't putting points on the board. Allen was throwing the ball all day, but he was throwing it for 5 or 6 yards, an attempt, and they just let Pittsburgh hang around.
Buy or sell 3, the rookie quarterback you're overreacting to. Every single one put a touchdown up on the board. Everyone lost except for Trey Lance. How San Fran used him, how the Bears used and didn't use Fields, and of course Lawrence, Wilson, and Jones. React or overreact, Kevin?
Oh, Mac Jones, are you kidding me? Look what he did. Oh, rookies can't play. 8 for 12 and a touchdown under duress, right? Didn't throw a pick the whole game. 281 yards passing, 74% completion rate. That guy can play. We doubted it, and Cam Newton isn't even in the league right now.
I think all of Chicago's overreacting to Justin Fields. He's probably happy he didn't have to play the entire game with Aaron Donald out there. But how about Zach Wilson? Not only does he go up against Sam Darnold, he got to experience exactly what Darnold experienced in New York. He was sacked 6 times, did not go down once in the preseason. After the game, was complaining about a sore neck. Felt like whiplash he had. Rough first year for
him. Tim Kalishaw?
Yeah, I think Zach Wilson, I worry about that. Here's the deal. You play a rookie quarterback when they're ready to play and when you're ready to protect them. Zach Wilson may be physically ready. The Jets are still a bad team. They're not ready. They're going to get him beat up like Cincinnati got Burrow beat
Emily
up.
Emily Kaplan.
The way Matt Nagy used Justin Fields, he's about to transfer to Ohio State. Honestly, it was absolutely ridiculous. And I can't believe that Nagy had the audacity after the game to say he was limited in touches because we had such a large deficit. No, dude, the only person that's limiting him in his touches is you. You did it since the day he arrived at camp, even though he's more than ready.
He's protecting him.
Tim Kalishaw, Frank Isola, no overreaction here. We're protecting you in week 1. Kaplan, Blackstone, showdown, 2 minutes.
No, Isola's a good day.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You tell somebody Jacksonville State completed a Hail Mary to beat Florida State, and they say, how? How did it happen? And then you show them the play, you're like, oh, yeah, Florida State did zero tackling here. Even Florida State cheerleaders were like, get us out of here. How Oregon got out of Columbus with a win over Ohio State. Ducks now number 4. 2 weeks in a row, a top 5 team has lost. Emily, Kevin, welcome to Showdown. M, number 1 storyline out of college for you.
Oregon, it was the Pac-12's first non-conference road team game win against top 5 team since 1990. That was before I was born.
Okay, that was a low blow for Kevin. Go ahead, Kev.
Well, it's definitely Florida State losing to Jacksonville State. Got to remind people, Willie Taggart went 9-12, got fired. Norville is now 3-8 and just lost to that team. Not even an FBS team.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. And you want to tell people, tell everybody this great piece of information you have. Where's Jacksonville State, Kevin?
Alabama.
Yeah, it's a little sneaky. Kind of sneaks up on you. Showdown 2, how Novak Djokovic could not complete the grand slam. Oh, and how Raducanu Fernandez felt like a full evolution for the WTA. KB, your takeaway from the U.S. Open.
The women, they were fantastic. And Emma, 3 weeks ago, she was at her high school prom, and she comes in as a qualifier and does something that's never been done before since back in 69, maybe.
Before the tournament, it was all about the stars that weren't there, but so many young stars are emerging. It wasn't just Emma, though. Layla Fernandez, how about the empathy and awareness she had to acknowledge 9/11 to the New York crowd? That was incredible. Yeah,
it was incredible. Points for each, although maybe next time Djokovic comes within one match of a Grand Slam, you guys can mention it, all right? Showdown 3, Ja'Marr Chase. We talked about this earlier, had the drops in the preseason. He talked about the college football had the white stripes, and then the pro football doesn't have the white stripes, and that may have been the issue for him, but 5 catches, 101 yards. A 7-nation army couldn't hold him back, Emily. The white stripes. Now, not a big deal. Do you owe an apology to Mr. Chase, Emily?
I owe an apology to nobody. The only thing I want to talk about in the past is these college teammates getting back together. It was so cute. Ja'Marr and Burrow, Tua and Waddle, me and my buddies in fantasy football.
Who do I look like, Bill Plaschke? I didn't say this guy couldn't play. He led the SEC. He led college football the last time we saw him in receptions and yards and touchdowns and all that kind of stuff. He's a great player.
Emily Kaplan, 30 seconds of FaceTime.
In 2015, I went to Buffalo for Sports Illustrated, and if the Bills beat the Patriots that week, we were going to put Tyrod Taylor on the cover. Didn't happen, but I gained a lot of respect for Tyrod learning about his story. Despite having more responsibilities at the line of scrimmage than Michael Vick at Virginia Tech, teams were still telling him, change your wide receiver, we draft you high in the draft. He had a variety of roles in the NFL, including last year when he lost his starting job because a doctor punctured his lung. Rises again, once again, such an inspiration. Always have respect for you, Tyrod.
Good stuff today. Look out. We'll see you tomorrow. Oh.